You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Creativity Wasted is a podcast where a group of creative people get together and we each share an idea that we're not planning on pursuing in real life, such as an invention idea that's outside of our area of expertise, a futuristic sci-fi movie idea, or an evil prank idea. And rather than just letting the idea quietly slip away, we get some fun out of it by joking about it together. I'm comedian Kurt Brown.
I'm comedian Jason Ault.
I'm your host, Tom Wilma. This is Creativity Wasted. Okay, who wants to go first?
Well, I suppose I'll go first, Tom. So I got a couple ideas here. Do we want the one that's, let's say, a little more friendly to the masses, or do we want the one that's going to cause a little controversy? I'll let you guys pick it.
Do the terrible one last, so we're more warmed up to crap on it.
Okay, I'll do the good one. I think this is a good idea. Let me explain a little backstory here. Let's use my real life as an example. Okay, I've been kind of dating this girl recently, and she got into a car accident. She was T-boned by another vehicle, so it wasn't her fault. So it kind of got me to thinking, this is an old idea kind of that I had, and you know, it kind of came back into my brain when this happened. And I think it's an idea that's very possible. Someone may be working on it already. Who knows? But I'm definitely not smart enough to do it. And that idea, folks in Podland, what do you call it? Not Radio Land, but it would be Pod Land, whatever. Anyhow, so here's my idea is cell phone disabling cars. Like, you get in the car, and now particularly I'm talking about the driver's seat, okay? And there's some kind of electronic thing that disables your cell phone, so you can't text or look at Facebook or talk or do anything on your cell phone while you're driving the car.
Was the other driver using the cell phone when they...
Well, he wasn't drunk. They know that much. But, you know, they can't really, you know, prove anything, you know. But I'm assuming, I mean, the guy came out into a busy road, you know, with oncoming traffic and obviously wasn't looking or was distracted by something. So we have to assume that that's what he was doing, right? I mean, that's the popular thing nowadays.
Maybe he saw a spider.
I mean, some people are just really dumb, so...
Is it possible
he was just really dumb?
This is very possible. There are many of those that I see on a daily basis in the world. But I think, you know, I just think it's a thing. You know, it's something. Hell, I'm guilty of it. Let's face it. I look at my phone once in a while when I'm driving. I think many of us do, you know. And I just think it would save a lot of lives, you know. I don't know how... hilarious this necessarily is, but I think it's a good thing.
I use my phone when I'm driving as a music player, but I'm a little worried. It's not, to me, it's the same as using a radio. It's like if I got in a car accident, I wouldn't feel guilty at all, because I would just think of it as I was using the radio.
Fair enough.
I'm just hitting forward and back. And
right, you're not sitting there typing out sentences and
But as far as the law goes, I think you can still get pulled over even if you're using the cell phone as a music player.
Probably.
Which is bullshit.
I know in Troy they're really strict on the, you know, it's called the distracted driving law, I believe. In fact, I heard recently that they're having people out over the summer, undercover cops in unmarked cars, to scope people out that are, you know, texting or whatever the hell they're doing, looking at their phone, distracted, and they're going to radio to, you know, marked cars and start busting people. And it's like a $500 ticket.
That's actually a thing. I read somewhere, like some late night show made a dumb joke about, like, there's a car company working on technology that jams your cell phone so it doesn't work in the car, and then blah, 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 Donald Trump tweeting.
There you go.
Sort of a joke.
Sure, sure,
sure. So, yeah, this is such a good idea. I think it's actually already being worked on.
Sure. And it doesn't surprise me that it is, but, you know, I thought about that years ago, you know. Phone's the worst goddamn thing to ever happen to the automobile, you know.
Then
what, you know who benefits big from this is Garmin, because everyone's like, I don't need a Garmin. I got my cell phone. So if you're like a pizza delivery driver or something like that, you have to run out and get a stupid Garmin now because you can't use your phone.
Yeah, or you could just learn your way around the town that you live in. You know, that would be.
Hey, man.
So
I think you're a shill for big Garmin is what I think.
That's it. That's it. I'm a Garmin marketeer sales.
So if you can't use your phone in the car, what's going to happen is there's going to be a lot of accidents of people holding their hands out of the window trying to use their phone while driving.
Well, or could you imagine like setting cruise control and like, you know, like I was saying, like
ghost riding the whip.
Go sit in the back seat.
Right. Go sit in the passenger seat and just, you know, hope you don't have to hit the brake anytime soon.
Yeah, that would be smarter than ghost riding the whip, or which is like climbing on the hood, on the roof.
Ghost.
Does anybody else have dreams where like you're in a car and you're supposed to be driving, but you're not sitting in the driver's seat? You're somewhere else in the car. Is that just me?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh man, some dreams are universal. Like everyone I talk to, like, yeah, I have a dream where all my teeth fall out, but like I think I'm the only one with the car thing. I think it's because I'm not in control of my life.
I forget a lot of my dreams because I like to smoke pot, and, you know, pot kills your dreams, literally and figuratively.
So, yeah, so if you're holding the phone outside of the car while you're driving.
I could see people doing this if this ever became a thing.
So but, then you would get people driving in like a rural areas, and their hand would hit like a branch and get cut off. So you'd see all these like severed hands on the side of the road.
In Trump's America, hopefully that's a reality. No,
it will look like Sierra Leone, but with cell phones. All of the
you deserve to lose your hand at that point. I mean, seriously, do you need the damn thing that can bad?
Maybe I'll stop there.
Well, you know, I just and you know, they're never going to do it because, I mean, they already have technology that will disable the car if you're drunk. You know, those blow machines that they give to drunk drivers that you have to blow into them to start the car. Now, if they were really so goddamn concerned about people driving drunk, don't you think they would just put those in all cars, like standard? You know, there you go. That would eliminate drunk driving. But no.
Those are really inconvenient.
They wouldn't.
Apparently, got to like re-up every half hour.
You do, yeah. And actually,
I would blame that for being late for work. I'd be like, "Oh, my car! I had to keep blowing in it.
Had to give my car a blowjob. Sorry, sir, it's late."
So you have to pull over to do it?
No. One-handed. Yeah, and that's another. Isn't that weird? Like they don't want you to be on the phone, but you can grab this machine if you're a known convicted drunk to blow into it to prove that you're not drunk. And that's okay. That's not distracted driving. That's okay. I don't know.
So
that seems like a bigger distraction than just being drunk.
I suppose it depends on how drunk.
So sometimes I'm rude. I don't follow social conventions. So I feel like I should have asked if your girlfriend was okay.
She's got a little banged up, but yeah, she's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what a normal person would do. And I'm the comic who's just thinking of a joke, psychopathic comic who doesn't even care if she's okay. Just moving on to the next joke.
Hey, man. It's a cutthroat business, man. Yeah, we got to be on our.
Sorry,
we got to be sharp. You know,
I'm going to cut all of this out when I edit it. So Diego came on, comic named Diego.
Ah, big fan.
And his idea was to have a car that only ran when you were using your cell phone. So it was the polar opposite of your idea.
Right on.
So I feel like maybe
I'm trying to save lives here, Tom. Give me some credit. Jesus.
So we've had duplicate ideas before too, but this is the first polar opposite idea. So maybe at some point we'll have to have you two fight to the death to see which idea is the good idea.
I'm down.
Well, they could have a race. Diego on his phone, and then you not on your phone, and then whoever wins the race.
Without getting
honestly,
excited.
On his cell phone is like the least distracted I've ever seen Diego. I watched him eat 3-day-old grocery store sushi while driving. I was like, man, I really wish that were a cell phone. That would be way less distracting right now.
I love grocery store sushi. Meijer makes some awesome sushi. I'm a big fan.
Yeah, they have no business doing anything that well. They can't master a rotisserie chicken, but somehow the delicate ancient art of sushi making is not lost on them.
No, I was in there one morning at like 6 in the morning, too. I seen the Japanese guys cutting it up, man. They were flinging knives, man. It was the spot.
That's going to be the equivalent of like playing like AAA ball or something like that. Like you go to another country. It's like I was top of my class in sushi chef school, but then I developed a drinking problem. I hit the sake too hard, and now I'm grocery store sushi chef.
Hey, it could be worse. I mean, it could be gas station sushi chef. Sous chef, right? Sous chef.
Beats me.
That's one step below. Sushi sous chef is just, that's even lower. So, you're not even the sushi chef, you're the sushi sous chef.
I think the lowest would be like cutting up food for cats.
Right?
The cat food chef.
I'm certain there's probably a machine that does that, but I don't know. There could be a starving,
let him dream.
Could be a starving Somalian boy that does it. For all I know, Chinese probably be probably Chinese.
But let's move on to your second idea that you were.
Okay, so my second idea. This was an article. That this is based upon an article, I should say, that I read many years ago. And it was about a country. I forgot which country it was. That may or may not be important, but what they did was their crime rate was getting really out of control. Their prison population was, overflowing like ours has been here in America for many years. And so what they did was they went into the, it's a smaller country, if I remember correctly. There's, like one big main prison with all the hardened criminals in there. And so what they did was they just went in there and executed like over 100 or 200, I forget the exact number, but a shitload of prisoners all at once in just one day, like, and watch the crime rates plummet after that. And I just think maybe, just maybe, if we did that here, a couple places, maybe some people who are out here robbing stores and doing all this crazy shit that are, these prisoners are overflowing from. Maybe, just maybe, they'd think twice. I don't know. Call me crazy. But, I'm just saying maybe at least the multiple felon, the multiply convicted, guys that there's no hope for. You know what I mean? Guys that are just
pedophiles.
Pedophiles. Definitely pedophiles are like the scum of the, they're like the white trash, if you will, of the trash that's already in overpopulating the prison system. So I just think, take a bunch of these guys out. Pedophiles, multiple violent offenders,
People who troll you on Facebook. No, I'm joking.
Hey, man, you want to really send a message.
That seems like a giant waste to me. Because what do we have in this country? We have like the most people in prison out of any country per capita. And we're the country that invented reality television. Why don't you just combine the two together? Instead of just executing the guys, make them fight to the death or something. Do like a Death Race 2000 thing, Hunger Games, whatever.
Wasn't that a Carlin bit? Pretty sure Carlin.
Yeah, you're right. They took a bunch of Western states and then they made them play like Murder Ball or something.
Yeah,
that was like a Stone Cold Steve Austin movie too.
Wasn't it? I could see him.
Yeah.
I could see him being like the ringleader, like the referee or something.
I kind of think.
No, I feel like he was the protagonist felon. You're like, I really hope Stone Cold Steve Austin makes it through this movie unscathed.
he's like the bad guy, but you know, he's got the good soul. You're rooting for him.
He's like the anti-villain. He's like, oh, I only rape rapists or something weird like that.
He played in an awesome metal band for many years before he got convicted of murder. And, you know, you want to see the iron fucking clad Thrasher gang get back together. That's their band name. Yeah, that was spontaneous. See that? I just came up with that.
The iron fucking clad Thrasher gang.
That's right.
I would wear that t-shirt.
That's right, man. Stone Cold fucking jamming out. You want to see him. You want to see him again. You want to see him do a U.S. tour again, you know? And
instrument does Stone Cold play?
What instrument would Stone Cold play? I feel like he would definitely probably be a drummer. Yeah?
Nah, bass guitar. He has to play the lowest note. That's the bottom line.
Right. Nice.
Yeah, I feel dirty forgetting that. I know lots of comics are wrestling fans, but I'm like the one that just never got into it. So, like, I've just exhausted my entire... I know Owen Hart, what happened to him, and I know that Stone Cold Steve Austin has a catchphrase. That's like it.
Yeah, I'm not a wrestling fan either, so
I will.
I'm definitely on the nerd end of the spectrum here, so you don't have to worry about being the wimpiest one on the
least
wrestling knowledge.
I think that'd be great, though. You know, all those, what did Carlin say? All the square states, you know, that isn't there like four states where you can, stand in all four states at the same time if you're at a certain point. Yeah, just take those states.
Yeah, just put a big fence around it.
Put a big fence, and yeah, that was a great bit, man. I miss Carlin.
I heard that Ted Turner was trying to buy, like, a strip all the way from Mexico to Canada in those states, like those nothing states where it's just
corn.
So, yeah, you could just take his land when he dies or something.
Ted Turner was...
Did he say what he was going to use it for?
I don't know.
It's just going to be one giant Las Vegas strip all the way from Mexico to Canada. Casinos, strip malls, McDonald's every 20 feet.
Maybe he's like a Trump person, but he's going to build a wall, but he's going to build it the wrong orientation. He's going to build it vertically, a north-south instead of east-west. And everybody's going to be mad at him for
just a really high wall. Everybody walks around it.
I don't know. That would insulate like Los Angeles and Portland and Austin, Texas, and would just like keep that on the other side of the country from Alabama and Florida.
There you go. That's a good idea.
I'm definitely leaning left side of that wall. That sounds pretty good to me, actually.
I do think that would be funny if Trump did build a wall, but he built it the wrong way.
Then the country gets so bad, you got people jumping over and escaping to Florida. Man, could you imagine how terrible it would have to be to, like, man, screw this, I'm going to Florida.
And then he would go down there and hunt people from the left side of the wall that, like, fled to Florida. And then when he killed somebody, he'd be like, I'm draining the swamp or whatever.
But
that'd be a cool catchphrase, right? Draining the swamp?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good one.
Just me? Okay. Ooh, piss crowd.
So I think that if you gave lifetime prisoners an option to fight to the death for
just
fame or whatever, I think they would do it.
Sure, although, I'm certain of it. If you made a show out of it, I'm certain of it.
But then you run into the problem where the sort of middle of the line criminals, they want to be on TV. They've like murdered like one person. So then they decide they have to be bigger murderers in order to get onto the TV show.
So
we would encourage them to commit those murders while they were in prison for the first murder, thus taking care of two problems.
Right. Maybe it's good. Maybe it's a good idea.
Be like, you want to be on TV? You haven't even shanked anybody in the shower yet. So they are on season one of Shower Shankers, and then they end up on season three of Deathmatch or whatever.
Shower Shankers. I love
Your idea wasn't, back to your original idea, it wasn't the spectacle, it was just to get rid of.
Oh yeah, I was just saying just off him.
Yeah.
You know. Well,
so what's the best movie they've ever made out of that concept? Like what's your ideal scenario for the future of this television program? Like what's your model based on existing cinema?
Death Race. It's a good
Death
one.
Death Race is a
That's
good
close.
One. Roger Corman or like the one they made with Jason Statham?
Either one.
I suck at movies.
I would have to say my idea would be the Arnold Schwarzenegger classic, The Running Man. Where they run through an angry gauntlet of themed villains trying to kill them with their own. Like, you got the ice skating dude, Sub-Zero, like the razor blade hockey stick, and then you got the guy that shoots lightning. I think that would be the way to do it.
I think that if you put prisoners in prison, they come up with like ways to develop shanks and like.
They're very creative.
They're very creative. If we could harness that creativity in some way, part of it, some of the shows, they just put them somewhere in like a city that's just chaos. If you do that, then they'll come up with like maybe inventions and stuff to survive, and maybe. The military could use some of those, or like they'll come up with a way to grow food in like the abandoned buildings, and maybe the green movement could use that. Maybe they'll figure out a way to brew alcohol out of whatever they've got. Not as
it sounded
fun.
Like you were leaning toward like Suicide Squad, like they would drop them in a country and be like, "All right, go kill this dictator."
Yeah, or that. Too.
Yeah, might be a good way to, you know, recruit, man. You know, I don't know. Shit. There's plenty of people that are willing to go to those places and kill. So I don't think we'd really need that. I think we need to just off them. I think my original idea is good. I think it's a good one. Yeah, fuck them.
You should run for office in Texas.
Why not Michigan? What the fuck?
Yeah, we've got Ted Nugent, and we might be.
Ted lives in Texas now.
Does he?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, we could transform our state into like a northern Texas in a way. We're not the typical northern state. We've got a little bit more redneck than the typical.
Well, it's funny.
Northern state.
Because, you know, Metro Detroit is definitely an urban, you know, it's a city, you know. But you go north, and that's where the rednecks are. Like, it's weird. You know, usually you would think they're south, right? Down south. No. Michigan's different. We're very unique. Very special. We're very special. Yeah. So, there's my ideas. I got some other...
Well, I don't think we.
I got some examples of wasted creativity if you want to hear them, but it's up to you.
If we have time at the end, maybe.
Okay, cool.
Okay, go ahead with your idea, Jason.
Oh,
well, we've got.
Does Jason have an idea?
We've got like an hour, so all you right. Do 20. He'll go, and then.
I don't actually mind waiting, hanging back, and refining my idea a little bit. If you got some more, I'm just having a good time here riffing.
Okay, I'll go then. So I like high tech and I like drones, but there's not much to do with drones. They fly, you watch them fly.
I shoot one if it ever comes into my backyard.
Yeah. And what I really want is I want a drone to be able to do chores for me. Like I want a drone to be able to grab a beer or a pop or whatever. But
like with a little grabby arm,
with like a hook,
like the grabber machines,
yeah, or like
drone style, that'd be dope.
Grab a shirt or something, or just move my laundry, go get the mail, whatever.
Oh yeah,
so I don't have to get up off the couch. But the problem with the getting the beer with the drone is the refrigerator door. And I was thinking about the refrigerator door, and I think refrigerator doors are an enemy of technological progress. And if you redesigned a refrigerator so it doesn't need a door, you could do a lot of cool stuff. I don't see why refrigerators need doors.
It would have to be cold as fuck, wouldn't it, to not need a door? Like, I'd have to be a cold motherfucker. I don't know.
No.
There's got to be some way. There's got to be a way, Tom.
Yeah, so refrigerators have drawers in them in the bottom.
Uh-huh.
And then they have the open area usually on the top. Sometimes people reverse that if they're weird. And they put the open area on the bottom and the drawers on the top. But whatever. So instead of having an open area, you just make a tall drawer. So then it becomes almost like you pull the refrigerator door off and then you've got just drawers. So then it becomes – it's almost like a refrigerated dresser.
But then the drawer's the door.
Yeah, then the drawer –
you have the same problem with the drone can't get the drawer open.
How are we going to get the drone to get your beer, man?
But once you have – let's say you standardize the size of these drawers. Mm-hmm. And they're insulated in the front, obviously, to keep the cool in because you don't have the refrigerator door. So let's say you have – in an average size fridge, you have – 2 or 3, like 6 to 8 inch high shelves. And then on each shelf, you have 2 or 3 drawers side by side. And then you have one tall shelf with 2 or 3 drawers side by side. So you standardize these sizes. And let's say there's two ways you could do it. Either you could still have the refrigerator have a main refrigeration unit on the back and all of the drawers, there's like a cable, but instead of having electricity flow through it, it's like a air cable.
Or what about if there's like some kind of sensor that it senses when the drone is nearby and it just, you know, like you got it programmed for, say, you know, you want a cheese stick. So, you know, it opens the drawer with the cheese sticks when the drone is nearby, and then the grabber arm can come down like in the machines at the grocery store and grab your cheese stick like a stuffed animal and bring you your cheese stick and your beer, right? I could see that.
Yeah, you could have like drawers that have a motor on them, that electrified motor,
right,
that can open and close on command.
Right.
Some of the drawers – you could either have them connect to a master refrigeration unit on the back, or they could all be like their own self-contained electronic refrigerators, mini refrigerators that have their own refrigeration units in them. And so the refrigerator itself would be like just like a dresser that when you put a drawer on it, it makes an electrical connection. And you can choose to put an ordinary refrigeration drawer in there, or you could put one with a motor on it that can open and close, like Kurt said. Yeah. Or you could buy one. You could go to like Sharper Image or Meijer and pay like $100, $80 to buy some like vending machine type drawer. And you could have all of these companies making these gadgets.
I think it's great.
That are drawer size.
I think it's a great idea, man. Should get Maytag.
Well, what about like a refrigerator, like the we have vending machines now, because they have refrigerated vending machines. So you put everything in just different size compartments, and then the robot would know. You just tell the robot which compartment to get you the thing out of, and it could communicate with the refrigerator wirelessly. Like it just sends a signal to it, and it just opens up the drawer you want.
You mean one drawer that's sort of like a vending machine? Or the whole fridge.
You could do it two different ways. You could do it with a series of drawers, like an automat. You put the money in and then you pull on the door and just that door opens and you get the food out that's in there. Or it's like a vending machine where it has one area where it dispenses everything and then the drone would just get it out of that dispensing area.
Yeah, you could do that. Or you could have like a mini one to go in my drawer system. I like the idea of people aren't going to want to pay. Like they have a fridge, they have a place in their kitchen where a fridge goes. When you buy a fridge, it's like $1,000, or some cheaper ones are like $600. People aren't going to want to buy new fridges every time a new gadget comes out. But if you if the next fridge they get is my drawer system, once they have that drawer system, they can make little improvements here or there. Replace one drawer with a cooler drawer that does some thing, like a vending machine thing, like you said, or an auto opening drawer, or you could have. So I had a couple weird ideas for drawers. If I can find it, you could have like a keg drawer. You could have. I don't know if you've seen those quick freeze things for soda cans. Basically, they spin them, and they hold them up against the cooling unit, and they spin it, and that causes it to. You can get a beer can or a pop can from room temperature to ice cold in like 40 seconds.
Really?
Where
do you get that? I need one.
Those are gadgets that you can buy
for like $8 million.
They're little handheld things. They're like, I don't know, $50 or whatever.
Really?
That sounds like a SkyMall purchase.
It's like a SkyMall. So I just
seen on TV or something.
Yeah, so I'm modifying the refrigerator to allow these gizmos to plug into it conveniently, so that an innovation explosion can happen. That's basically my idea, is to turn the refrigerator into a refrigerated dresser. Almost.
And have a drone go get your beer for you.
Yeah, and you could have a drone beer unit. Like the ordinary ice machine could be one drawer.
Hey, the idea of not having to get off my couch is a great one. So yeah. I'm all for that, sir.
And I had an idea for you could have, it doesn't have to be just refrigeration things. And my idea was a body cooling rubber Snuggie inflator.
Whoa, explain.
So you put on like a rubber Snuggie, like a scuba suit that's like for
I know
a fat
Snuggies.
Person.
Oh,
like
I
a,
know Snuggies.
Almost like a, you know how like a sumo suit when you do sumo wrestling.
Is that a suit? Is that what that's called?
Like a fat person suit.
Like a sumo.
Are you talking like the
oh, wait.
You talking like the just the belly? Are you talking like the whole inflatable suit that makes you
right.
huge?
Right.
The whole inflatable suit,
okay.
Like that big. But then just hook it up to an air hose of cool air. So if you're hot, you just put that on and then you just blow all this cold air from the refrigeration unit into it. So it's like instant. It's better than – because people sometimes will stand in front of the fridge with it open or stick their head in for a few minutes to try to cool off.
These are great fat people inventions, Tom. I'm just
And then I had a genetically engineered mini penguin fish tank. You could put in there, but yeah. So you could people could come up with all these weird off the wall things that they could plug in to. They could like drawer size inventions, and then yeah.
I'm sensing a theme here. It seems like all your inventions have to do with keeping stuff cool.
Well,
is that a response to the coming global? Warming apocalypse in Trump's America? Are you thinking preemptively how to keep cool?
Well, I'm sure.
Tom's a warm, sweaty person.
Yeah.
So, you know, anyway.
My butt sweats really bad.
I heard you say that on stage once, yes.
Yeah, I've started to do a bit about swamp ass.
Hey, I know about that, sir. Listen.
It's one of those weird taboos, like.
I keep a bottle of A&D and a bottle of diaper rash ointment on hand in the work truck at all times, if that tells you anything about my life.
But like some people, like 50 years ago, you couldn't talk about farting or whatever in rich society. It was like a taboo and people would snicker and somehow like swamp ass sort of – it remained taboo. Up until the present day, where even if I just say swamp ass on stage, it gets a laugh. Like
ass licking, asshole licking, butthole licking.
Maybe. But
I don't think that's related to swamp ass. I think those are antithetical concepts.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's one of those things that's a lot more out in the open nowadays, if you will, you know.
True.
You know. Swamp ass. It's a terrible, no, it's a rough thing, man. You know, chafing.
But yeah, basically
fat guy problems. Okay, yeah. We all got them. I bet you 80% of Tom's thousands of listeners.
Probably. And not the fittest, most jockeyest listeners. But yeah, so most of them are cool related because I'm replacing the fridge with this. So that was where my mind started.
It's important.
But no, yeah, technically, yeah, you could take these. First of all, you could make it like a dresser where you plug in these drawers, like a refrigerated dresser that's the shape of a fridge.
Oh, and have cool undies to put on.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So that was my original design. Or you could make them like just stackable bins, like stackable refrigeration units where there's no – they're not going in a fridge. They just – you just stack them on the floor.
I think I'm going to start putting my undies in the fridge, dude. That's a great
– They have plug-in coolers. So if you're looking for like an autonomous unit, I think they have that. So like they have coolers that like plug into the cigarette adapter in your car and it keeps your stuff cool while you're in the vehicle.
Yeah.
We're going beyond that. We're doing big.
I'm in favor of that. That sounds fine to me.
But yeah, you could. So like, yeah. So if you make these drawer size stackable blocks, you could. You don't have to buy a full refrigeration unit amount of them, and you could like, instead of having a drone bring your beer to the couch, you could just take a whole chunk of the fridge and carry it to the couch. And like for people who live in dorms, or they could take one to work and have like a refrigerated drawer at work, and like tiny houses, they don't want room for a full fridge. Mm-hmm. So if you have these mini units that you can stack or use as drawers, then you can get a new market. Like the cooler market that you're talking about.
Ain't being lazy also. Great.
What if you had like a lunchbox size one you could take to work, and then you had like a cooler size one, and you had like a chest freezer size one? Just so you could customize it for what your actual need was. Maybe like if you plugged it in, it would work like a refrigerator, but when you unplugged it, it would keep stuff cool for like 8 hours or something like that until you opened it. I would buy that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
My thermos does pretty good with that, but it's too damn small. They need them bigger. They probably got shit like that, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of, that you would say, oh, you can buy a fridge like this. But
I don't know about a fridge, but a box anyway, you know, lunch box.
But one of my motivations, I guess, is that I grew up near a town called Greenville, Michigan.
Okay.
And they had a big Electrolux factory. Electrolux makes refrigerators. And they were on 60 Minutes because of outsourcing. They closed the plant and moved it to Mexico like 10, 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So if I could like destroy Electrolux with my idea, that would be great.
I agree. Get Maytag on the phone, man. Can I say that? Maytag? Get them on the phone. Or a Frigidaire.
But Electrolux.
Our refrigerator company.
That would be the name of the company. We would be called Frigerators.
Frigerators. There you go.
Yeah.
I love it. I fucking love it.
And I suppose just thinking right now is that computers, some of them are like, they need to be kept cool. You could have like a, if you had this framework of refrigerated boxes, you could make these high speed computers that have to remain like super cool, and like maybe it would allow you to have a faster computer.
That's your department, but hell yeah.
I had a couple little points to this, and then you can go. Could be environmentally friendly also, because in a normal fridge, you're cooling the entire fridge, even if you've only got like one bottle of ketchup in there.
AKA my fridge.
Yeah. But if you have drawers, you could easily have a thing where it shuts off the drawers that you're not using. And also, you're only opening the drawer that you're using. You're not letting the warm air into the whole fridge. And then also, they're coming up with all these new technologies, like fancy coolers and thermoses and stuff that are supposed to insulate like twice as better as the old materials.
Yeah.
And if you're bound to a fridge that you buy every 10 years, you're not taking advantage of those new materials, but you could buy like one or two cubes that use these high tech materials and you could save electricity that way. You can sort of gradually pay for more environmental friendliness instead of like spending $20,000 to buy this space age refrigerator. You could buy like one little unit that's super high tech that's doesn't use any electricity, instead of, yeah.
These are definitely things that, you know, we need to think about as human beings, you know.
And then, yeah, you could, I always annoyed me in the winter that basically your refrigerator inside your house, so you have cold outside, warm inside, cold refrigerator. So you've got coldness inside, warmness inside, coldness. And it's pointless because if you just pushed your refrigerator out into the garage where it's cold, it wouldn't need to use much electricity. But they're so damn heavy. And then you've got like the water line and whatever. And I've got a step that I would have to carry it over. But if it's not a big ass one refrigerator, it's a bunch of little drawers that you could carry one by one.
It would be great for me. No, and you know, like a lot of things, man. Like I, you know, I buy loaves of bread that just sit in my fridge and I eat, you know, if I'm lucky, half of it. Like, when are they going to start making half loaves of bread. See that? Spontaneous. I'm just coming up with them, Tom. Half loaves of bread. They probably started making those too. I just don't know it, but I haven't seen them yet.
Or you can buy.
That's just really. If I were a cashier and someone was buying a half loaf of bread, I'd be really sad for that person.
Why?
I don't know. It seems really sad. It's like, nope, I don't know another person in my whole life that I could share bread with.
Nope.
If I had one friend, I would need a whole loaf. But nope, not this guy.
Nope.
I'm gonna make three pieces of French toast and then cry.
Welcome to the world of Kurt Brown.
You can buy like singles cigarettes in some poor neighborhoods. Maybe you can buy like singles,
single slices
some
of bread.
Some dude gets busted for selling individual slices of bread. Like, that sounds like something that would happen at like Burning Man.
Like, yo, man, you got a couple slices, man. I just need a couple, man.
Come on, just bring me up a couple slices, man. I'll suck your dick.
Oh, that's fucking great.
But that was my idea.
I like it. No, I think, you know, better than a mini fridge, Tom. Better than a mini fridge.
I like it.
Yeah, mini fridges they're still too big and they've got all of the problems that a regular fridge has. You can't make them cool with high-tech drawers and they still suck.
I agree.
Okay, you ready, Jason, for your
idea? Yeah, let's do this. I got an idea, a second one if necessary.
Oh, shit, he came up with two. Look at this guy.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, all right, my first idea is there's a trend in white people activity where they love to go to these escape rooms and pay people money to put them in a fake dangerous situation. They're like, oh, we're in the room, what do we do? And then they have to solve a jigsaw puzzle or something lame like that. I think there should be an element of actual danger in the escape rooms. I think it should be more like the movie Saw.
More like or completely like?
Completely like would be fine with me. I mean, it could be kind of like the idea where we're just weeding out prisoners. Would you watch that? The prisoners in a Saw-like escape room scenario?
There you go. Yeah, no. And I mean, talk about getting your money's worth, man, at that point. I mean, you know, shit.
Well, the only problem with that is that most criminals are dumb. And Saw is complicated. Like, you want to see somebody smart who gets close to solving the puzzle.
You want normal people in there and
you don't want somebody that, like, always dies on the first step.
Like Bernie Madoff having to use his noodle. Maybe you send in a group. You send in someone from the Foxy Lady Jail. You have a couple white collar dudes that are in there for like computer hacking and stuff like that. They have like a big old rapist dude, and then, you know, like some violent killers and stuff like that. And then they have to work together as a team to get out of the escape room.
They'd probably.
And, they may lose a few people along the way, like the movie Cube. I think that'd be tight.
I bet you they'd do better than most normal people.
Now, how does this make money? Do they pay to get murdered? Or do people?
I'm borrowing some tropes, I guess, but we would watch them, I guess. It'd be like a TV show.
Hell yeah, stream it live. Just, yeah.
Yeah.
So we grab
people. If a million people would watch a bunch of nerds play Pokemon on Twitch, I think they would, they'd watch the Escape the Murder Room or whatever.
Or they pay to be the murderer.
That'd be, like, that's fucking pretty.
Yeah, that's
right
pretty
there.
Dark. I just took your dark
too far,
idea,
man.
And made it even darker. But
what were the number?
You're the one who made it weird. It was you.
Yeah, I'm here with two people whose both ideas involved murder, and then I make it this dark one.
I'm glad you agree.
I was worried.
We're all
about
in agreement. That's what happened.
Ugh! Hail Satan.
I was worried.
It's
the
not
show
necessarily murder. Like, what if they successfully navigated the maze full of dangerous traps and stabbing each other in the back, and someone has to solve some sort of complicated 3D math thing? I don't know, man. Everyone uses their skill set. Otherwise, they'll never make it out, and that discourages them from leaving people behind. You got to get everybody through, because
everybody's
skill
brain
set will come into play in one of the rooms.
Everybody's brain works a little different. I think we would make it out, you guys. Let's do this. Let's go. We going?
No.
Aww.
I'll design the room.
Right?
You guys can do it.
I'm down, bro. Living on the edge.
So it's kind of like the show Survivor if it was real and in a room.
I think it's more like Saw, but okay. I think it's more
like. You could call it Saw-Viver.
Saw-Viver.
I like it.
No one would know what that name meant, but they're like, whatever, Saw-Viver. Is it like MacGyver? Kind of. People would watch it, man, for sure.
So it's kind of like.
You could even change that name because that does not sound good to me anymore.
It does seem like, well, sports is sort of based on gladiator, like fighting to the death. And reality shows are sort of like fighting to the death. And escape rooms are kind of like avoiding death. So you're like combining like all three in a sort of way. You're just admitting that we have this fascination with danger.
Yeah, yeah. You could even have some gladiators in there they got to contend with. They got an element of American gladiators, too.
Hell, you could throw anything in there. Rabid dogs, fucking junkies with needles trying to poke you. I don't know. You know, make it.
That would be a boring death, though.
Like,
I don't know if it'd be boring.
Great, we lost viewership.
It would definitely be slow. I don't know.
So a junkie pokes you with a needle, and then just a little thing comes on the screen. He will die of AIDS in 10 years or 30 years.
We're not going to give
that's
him
that's not very exciting. Yeah, Trump
no,
care will kill him.
No, maybe the needle will slow down your reflexes a little bit, and it just makes you like every needle poke accumulates and makes you just a little bit worse. Your reflexes a little duller, and like you just have trouble navigating the rest of the puzzles.
Fucking up mines.
Like too many needle pokes and you're going to fall off the trapeze or whatever.
So you're thinking like what acupuncture, like they're just needle, they're like a porcupine, there's just needles all over them.
That's what I was
thinking. Like, yeah, they're just like coated in a mild sedative, like you just get a little bit of Thorazine or something. Just enough to like make you a little dopey.
Morphine is the way to go, I think.
Nah, I would just spend the whole night just like getting, just rolling around in the needles like, no, I'm fine, leave me here.
It's Sounds like a good time.
Rolling around in the, oh, I see. Because they've got the drug on them. Yeah, that's weird. There isn't a recreational drug that you take with acupuncture needles.
I mean, that's all on the person, though, right? I mean, like, you know, when I go get a massage, I like to take a pain pill first. You know what I mean? That way, lady can really dig in, you know what I'm saying? Really make it hurt so good, if you will.
Wouldn't you just not feel anything?
No, well, you still feel it, believe me.
Actually do this, or you're joking?
No, I'm dead serious.
That's weird.
Why? That's the way to do it. I'm telling you. You haven't lived until you've had an Asian woman walk on your back. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Sounds like my first marriage. Whoa! I don't know what that means.
Telling you, Tom, you got to try it. Both you guys. Beautiful thing.
All right, we can do that after we get out of the lethal escape room.
Fuck yeah.
Celebrate with massages.
Dude, fuck yeah. See?
Have you done an escape room? A real one? Like the non-evil ones?
I heard they have
one
here.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you?
Some of them they're popping up. There's two in Kalamazoo now. There's a really good one at the bowling alley. And then there's this one where all the signs are like hand painted. And like, that just seems like a place where pretty girls disappear. Like, yeah, whatever, Joe's escape room. And it's all like that marker they use to write on car windshields, like on their door. And that's how you know it's an escape room. That place just looks sketchy. So yeah. That could be where I got the idea.
Yeah, when I first heard of that, yeah, I thought it was really weird. Like, why would anybody? It seemed really sketchy. But over time,
I guess places do it for team building. That makes sense.
That would be a better work experience than some of the work things that we've done at my job.
Bowling and shit.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. So
I think you should you know how like the Catholic Church makes you talk to a priest before you get married? I think before you get married, you should have to do an escape room together to right. See how you handle pressure.
See how you work together.
That is a great
team.
Idea. That's a much better idea than your evil escape room. Because, yeah.
Fuck yeah, man. Got the juices flowing.
I'm such a good host. That's such a good idea because, yeah. 10 seconds of silence. I don't have much to add, but yeah.
It's perfect.
I do agree with the whole seeing how people act under pressure because you could be with somebody for a long time and not know them at all because you haven't been under that pressure. Hypothetically.
No, I mean, I think that's a great, you know, see if you're not, it's like Monopoly, okay? Have you ever played Monopoly with a chick? Like, you want to talk about something that will incite an art, like, that's a great tester of the game. Fucking Monopoly is a great, so I think an escape room would be the same. You know, because I tell you, man, I've almost ended some relationships over fucking Monopoly, man. I'm serious. It's a rough, you know, that's you're talking hours.
So you've one relationship almost ended because of Monopoly.
I'm telling you.
And you decided to not avoid Monopoly, but play it again. And then another relationship almost ended because of Monopoly.
No.
Then you decided
to
play it again.
But I'm exaggerating. But I'm just saying, no, it's if you can't work together as a team, then why the fuck are you going to spend? I don't know. I don't believe in marriage anyway. But, you know, I'm a
maybe
savage.
You could tailor it to stuff that comes up in a relationship. It's like, oh, no, emergency car repair bill. What do
right,
you do?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, condom broke. Yep. How do you deal with that? That'd be great.
Yep. That was actually one of my it's funny you said condom broke. That was actually one of my short little ideas for a fucking terrible business, a defective condom retailer. What do you think about that? Just sell them. Fuck it. They're cheaper, you know. Fucking condoms expensive, man. It's like $6-7 bucks for three of them things. Fuck. I don't know. Yeah, buddy.
Anything to add on your evil escape room?
I think we got it.
She's chunking the deuce at
you. We've got a couple minutes left. What about like a evil open mic?
Isn't that what Bart Dangus is doing, kind of with Prankus?
Yeah. I think there's one after that, too. It's called New Way. Oh, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I did prank us. They threw an egg at me, but it was like a playful thing.
Really?
It was like a wimpy underhand throw. It wasn't like a whip it at your head throw.
Yeah, I heard he like shakes your fucking hand full with a handful of whipped cream, too. He's done that to people.
I think it's different every week. But
yeah, yeah. I haven't been in a while. It's
they go
fun,
out of their
week.
I did it once. They go out of their way to not be too mean, I guess.
Yeah, it's in good fun. Like when I did it, he catfished me for 6 months, pretending to be a younger woman on the internet. And then I, you know, sent her dick pics, and then he sent all of the stuff to my wife, and I was sort of mad. He was like, "It's a prank, bro," and I was like, "Ah, Bart Dangus, you prankster!" So yeah, it's all in good fun.
Hell yeah!
Or, yeah, maybe just leaving the stage is deadly, and you've got to fight to leave the stage. I don't know, but we're out of time. That was Creativity Wasted. Thanks for doing the show, and
thanks for listening. Thanks for having me. That was fun.
Thanks for having me also. What a great time.
Rockin'.